It is going to be a good weekend weather-wise, and that means one less excuse for you to stay on the couch. HK on J is this Saturday in downtown Raleigh, and we are joined now by Anna Richards at the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP to talk about that and more. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Yes, glad to hear that the weather's going to improve on Saturday. We are expecting thousands downtown, and we're inviting all those progressive thinkers in our community and others who care about what's going on in a number of different areas to come out and show support. All eyes are going to be on North Carolina this weekend. As you know, the Together Moral Movement has gained national attention, and we are expecting an extremely good turnout. So we really invite everyone to head out early. Want to start about 8:30 with the People's Assembly, and then the march takes off at 10 a.m. And our branch is taking a couple buses. There are many, many buses going from Chapel Hill, and I know many groups are carpooling. So come on out. We're inviting folks to join and stand with us. I think it's really important always, but especially this year.
Especially this year. How big of a turnout do we usually get for HK on J?
Last year it was extremely cold. This was during the cold snap, and I think
Yes.
even with the cold, we had about 50,000 last year.
Wow.
And we're hoping for 100,000 this year. 75,000 has occurred
What was
before.
the really big one a couple of years ago? Was that right after the Moral Monday movement got
Right
underway? And
after.
this was the big march for that I
Yes.
know a lot of people turned
Yes.
out for. And I'm sort of envisioning this year as being sort of similar to that. Everyone, especially people on the left, people in the progressive movement, are really riled up. We're active. We're ready to get out there in March. We've already seen a couple big ones locally just in the last couple of weeks. And this is sort of the big march that's always on the calendar. So I know a lot of people are ready for this.
And people want to do something. And I think showing that solidarity is really important. For folks who say, why are they marching? I think there's five things I always like to remind people of. First one is the expansion and protection of voting rights. As you know, North Carolina has a dubious distinction of one of the most restrictive laws in the country. Second, education equality. Third, economic sustainability. So we're working for farm workers in our state as well as raising the minimum wage. And then equal protection under the law. And the fifth area is health care for all. Medicare expansion is extremely key in our state. And I think that we have a real chance now with the new governor of doing that. So I think these are issues that mean a lot to our community.
And this is, again, this Saturday, really getting underway at 8:30 in the morning is the gathering, and then the rally begins at 9, right? And the march is at 10. Is that
That's
the
correct.
so where should people gather at
The
8:30?
People's Assembly at 8:30 is a corner of Wilmington and South Streets near Shaw University, downtown. And then the march starts from there and goes over to the General Assembly.
All right. How long a march is that?
You know, I don't know, and it takes well, it depends on how many people are
Right,
there.
right. How
So
long
how
it
long
takes,
it
you mean,
takes.
yeah.
Yeah, I was at the women's rally and I stood in place a long time before things got going. I think it's an accessible march. It's not like extremely long, you know, and we see lots of families, strollers, we see people in wheelchairs. So it's something that most people can do. And then we get an opportunity to hear from Reverend Barber as well as many other faith leaders, and it's really a collaboration. So we get to hear some good messages. Really shows the strength of the coalition, I think.
So, again, speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, and we'll get more information in just a second on the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP and how you can get involved on the bus trip to get over to Raleigh for that if you don't want to drive yourself. But do we have information on other speakers? I know Reverend Barber's going to be there. Do we know who else?
I can talk about some of the speakers in the past.
Okay.
We have had a lot of the national representatives on things like the from the ACLU, from Planned Parenthood. We've had labor representation there. Farm Workers of America have been there before. Restaurant and workers have been there before. So I'm expecting again this year that we will have those representatives, members of the coalition,
it
and more.
It is a big tent
it's
coalition.
A big
yeah.
tent coalition.
Again, HK on J this Saturday, beginning at 8:30. If you want more information online about the march, hkonj.com. Pretty easy to remember. You can go there and get all of the information you need. Anna, how can people find out more information about the Chapel Hill Carver NAACP, and how can people sign up for a seat on the bus?
Well, the good news is that our buses are full.
Okay.
We had to stop yesterday.
Oh, wow.
But if you go to the state website, I know Orange County, Northern Orange,
yeah.
still has seats on their bus. As of today, they had about 11 seats left on their bus. We actually have two buses, 255 passenger buses full, and we have several churches in the area are taking buses and taking their church vans. A number of community groups are carpooling. There's a carpool meeting over in the Southern Village area that's mm-hmm. leaving from there.
At the park and ride?
It's actually a gathering in front of the Lumina, I believe.
Oh, okay.
From that end of town. So get some friends, carpool. And please don't let that be a detriment. We know that we're close, and so
yeah.
we were really happy to have two buses coming from Chapel Hill. People from some of the outlying areas, we've heard 5 and 10 buses coming from western part of the state.
Wow.
And so people are really excited and gathering for this.
It's going to be big. Again, HK on J this Saturday. Again, gathering begins at 8:30. The march begins at 10. There's going to be a big rally in between, and thousands and thousands of people are going to be in downtown Raleigh for this. So if you are part of the movement, if you want to be, this is a big day. Mark it on your calendars if you haven't already, and we'll see you out there. HKonJ.com if you want more information about the rally. Anna Richards, thanks for joining us. Anything else going on that people want to know about?
Well, I do want to mention that if folks are interested, we do have the Chapel Hill Carborough branch of the NAACP. We're an affiliate of the state organization. Reverend Barber is our leader, and we're completely aligned with that. People can find out more information on our website, which is www.chapelhillcarboroughnaacp@wordpress. And we invite people to come. We meet the first Saturday of the month at 1:00 at Rogers Road Community Center. I almost said the wrong place there, but at Rogers Road Community Center, and we welcome anyone. Come join with us. We need folks, so we're looking and hoping we can strengthen our local organization as well.
That sounds good. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.